After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? Tune in to Love & Hip Hop at, New York, excuse me, Reunion Part 2. We're about to talk live right now. It's the roast. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Turn it up. This is my shit. Louder.
Come on, Mark.
I'm so excited for Atlanta, y'all. Who the fuck?
Who the fuck? Tell y'all hoes to open up. Look, that's enough. I'm coming straight
well,
from the
go ahead, Trina.
Hold up.
This is my. She bringing Trina back.
Hey!
Turn it up one more time. Hey, what up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio. Are you Snapchatting this? For the Love & Hip Hop New York AfterBuzz TV After Show Reunion Part 2. Finally, they've decided we only needed two.
We only need two.
Thank you.
I wish Real Housewives of Atlanta would have caught that too.
Got that decision, yeah.
That's fine. All right, y'all. Well, we got to talk about it. It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio. If you guys want to keep in contact with me, tweet me at DJ Jesse J. I'm joined in studio by my favorite team. However, this will be the last time in which they is joining me because they rude as fuck. Anyways.
I don't know. That Atlanta got a... Atlanta got a...
I was like, who is this?
I'm telling you, Carlos King, he'd be delivering. I ain't even give him no credit.
Is your vein out, Courtney?
I mean, her ass fell on the damn ground with her ass out about a ring.
What did Jenin say? What did he say?
Huh? Oh, he said, I don't know.
It's hard to leave on the best one.
No, this you the need best season. No, Atlanta is about that.
It's thing. Everything.
Man. Atlanta, you see, I got the intro wrong.
Yeah.
Anyways, man. Y'all, welcome to the after show, your favorite show. Mm-hmm. I got Miss Courtney Stewart in
what
the
up,
building.
What up?
Miss Trine Todd decided not to take a vacation.
At your girl Trine. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram.
Check us out on the next 15. We late, but we still doing the after show. Keeping it ratchet.
The after show.
Bitch, because ain't no one watching while I was on air. So we was late. We was like, oh shit, you know what? Let's get some people into it.
Let's do it.
Our entire after show is people who don't watch the show. They're like, oh, well, since you guys recap it, we'll watch it.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you.
Man, that's saying a lot, though.
Stephon, I am more fire. What, Wallace?
Holla at your boy.
But you ain't even I am more
he
fire.
Ain't got no
you
fire Stephon. No
hey, listen, I got
it. Look, after this weekend, Stephon is more fire.
He got shmoney.
He got them lined up. He got lined up. They won't let him.
You better watch out for them gold diggers. They're gonna be sliding your DM left and right.
Right. That was like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
I don't know what they're talking about, Tom. But anyway, so this was an interesting reunion episode.
Go ahead, leave the show. What did we start with?
Judy, you want to?
What was so interesting about it, Stephon? What did you think?
Rebecca, you can
start with Tara. Go ahead, we started
They did
with Tara,
start with Tara.
And since you didn't take your notes leading this.
Teresa, you can come at 8.
Oh!
I don't know what's going on.
Who the fuck told y'all hoes to open up?
So Tara and Amina.
Yeah, I got your back.
The Peter Guns Triangle is what we call it.
Bridget 945.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, Peter Guns Triangle.
It just looked like someone's vagina on stage, but I ain't gonna mention who. Let's talk about who. Is that what that means?
Alicia.
No.
It should be.
That's supposed to be the
That should have been what Damon J from the rumors I heard about the internships over at Rock Nation.
Oh,
told y'all hoes to open up.
Wow.
What the fuck?
Okay,
if
that's
you
want to
get somewhere.
Yeah.
What?
For the Rock.
That's crazy. That's
but bitches be opening up for what?
The Rock. They be opening up for Beyonce 15 minutes it. Of fame, to be honest. Just like this damn show.
Right.
I'm tired of these women.
I'm tired of three of them.
It's
and
awesome.
Here we are, Tara, Amina. Tara said, well, they asked the question, did you think Amina got pregnant because you did? Well, shouldn't the question be, Tara, don't... Amina, do you think Tara got pregnant because you got the abortion?
Right.
Right. She was like...
Or because you got the wedding ring? Or because you got the man?
Spends every other night.
The thing about it is, though, I'm tired of these girls because they could really boss up, like... They could honestly team up and raise the children together and be friends. No, they could be friends or whatever and be getting child support out of Peter.
Like village leaders? Hold up. Like Jocelyn and Mimi are trying to do on the next season of Atlanta.
Jocelyn and Mimi were trying to explore other things about each other. No. Just trying to raise
So you saying put all the single moms in one apartment like the Carter?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying real life shit.
It's the single mom's apartment. Everybody stay here.
The single moms.
Yo, I'm at the Carter. Yo, we staying at the Carter. You know, I got three kids now.
Wait, where the fuck is our
mansion?
What do we say, Raising Guns? Where's our Raising Guns preview, y'all? Y'all think fans.
Well, it looks like that's going to be bought out by Mendeecees and his, Yandy's whole crew.
Yandy's, I'm still strong.
So I think they're going to win.
Raising Mendeecees?
Still standing. Still standing.
Actually, that was a dope-ass show. If you guys ever remember that one, it was a sitcom.
I vaguely
Where the parents were the kids, but the kids were the parents. Go back and watch that.
We single moms. You know, after a while, after we have my baby, because we made the baby out of love and shit, we decided that it's time to leave
Peter
in the tracks and come together as single mothers and raise our children together.
Look, just because nut... And look, bitch, I don't know what your man be eating. There's no way Peter eats that much pineapple for it to taste like love. Like, I'm just trying to figure out love.
I think they're just stuck to it.
No, Peter...
Can't get it out.
Listen, it's not love. Peter loves all of these women. I think he genuinely.
Peter has no idea what
he
love
genuinely
is
loves
all.
These women right until he comes.
He genuinely doesn't give a fuck about these women. You see him on Instagram. See his video. It was like a little throwback video of him when he was rapping. No. You know, fucked your wife. Something was one of the lyrics.
Did you see the video where he posted? He said, "I can't." He said, "Sorry for everybody." He's on vacation apparently.
In Miami.
And he was with some other girl. He said, "Sorry for everyone that I couldn't take a picture with, but it just seems like whenever I take a picture with somebody, that all of a sudden I'm fucking some new girl." And apparently he was with some new girl. And
that
he
is
new
girl.
Bitch is fucking. He fucking. So I'm just like, no, it ain't a rumor. It's that we see you on national television fucking these bitches and actually getting them pregnant.
I'm just not mad at Peter anymore because here's the thing.
I mean, at this point, anyone that fuck at this point today.
Right. You can't What's be mad. Date? You can't March fault Peter 29. Anymore.
What's the date today?
No, but listen to this lyric. This is Peter Guns back in the 90s. Well, I'm Pete Gunny Guns for plenty ammo. Shove this pipe in your wipe and watch your voice hit soprano. I got rhymes, cock mine. He's been a fucking sleaze. Since day one, and these fucking women knew about it.
And that rhyme was
what? These women knew about it.
But here's the thing, girls have seen him now live on TV. They've seen
how long he only did that
Uptown
one song. Uptown. Is that from Uptown?
No way.
No,
but listen to this. The girl Call Me Hero busted kids in the mouth in a 15-0-0.
And his name was Corey Guns. Stop. Anyways, moving on from that.
It's the girl's fault, is all I'm saying. It's no longer Peter's fault.
It's not the girl's fault. It's the women's fault now. It's the girl's fault. It's all their fault. They're all disgusting, and they need to stop.
But we all know who Peter is.
But no.
We all know he's a sleaze.
National television, lying and shit. Whitney even feels more bad for Tara. She said, "I feel like it's never-ending blows for Tara." But my thing
That's
is,
Tara like to get beat up.
She is one that likes abuse.
What did you guys? She's literally on stage saying, "Oh, I dumped him." No, babe, you're pregnant by him.
She's so delusional.
Like Amina said, I think she's never fake. Left him.
She's so fake.
She is fake.
Yeah, and Amina tried to call her on it. She was like, she just want to look like she's the one that's doing
it
right.
True, because at the end of each season, she's like, "I have washed.
We're over.
My hands.
I don't need him.
Clean.
I'm free."
And as soon as she get pregnant, I can have your man anytime I want.
Bitch, you washed your hands like you did tie-dye. Your shit ain't never coming off for 4 days later, bitch. Bye.
That's permanent marker. You got permanent marker on your hands, girl.
It's right. Disgusting.
She got Peter's
mark. We ain't got Samantha yet. Stop talking. Stop rushing.
Peter Guns got the damn vanilla ice top wrap. He do, though. What?
All right, so we find out, whatever, so I don't even care about the
Dirty feet.
Can we just laugh at the fact that Bianca dabbed on Amina saying Tara is always going to come back?
Yeah. You did that,
girl. I mean, Bianca, you ain't did shit this whole reunion, but that dab.
She was
you got a jiff out of it. So we get Cardi B. She was born and raised in New York, and people are so mad at the way she talks, but her parents don't speak proper English. And I'm sorry, that's the railways. I feel you, girl. People think I'm from Canada, and I ain't even from Canada.
Hey,
you Canadian now?
Hey, boo.
We're going to take you
to Toronto.
I wish
I could get some of that Canadian life insurance.
Oh. Yeah, no, she
got,
read
they got double tax, though. You don't mind that.
She read.
You got to do the double tax in order to get the...
I mean, if I ain't got Trump for my president, I'm okay. Cardi met her boo in a strip club, Mr. Tommy. Tommy. He's been locked up for a year and a half. She said, love isn't ratchet. If I love you, I'll marry you in a strip club.
That's fucking ratchet.
I just really want people to really understand marriage and like what marriage is. Like what the term of marriage means.
It doesn't mean like, the same
thing.
We
should, the NAACP, because you know they like to have funerals for words. They should have a funeral for the term marriage.
Honestly.
Oh. Yeah.
We just talked about this on Roja. Oh. Honestly.
Just go ahead and bury
it. But my thing is, like, for people who aren't really religious, not fake religious, like, you ain't been to church until Easter all year, but, like, for real people who aren't religious, like, just get, what's it called when you go through the government?
Civil.
Get that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, so, whatever it is.
Have a civil.
Like, I don't think you can actually have a wedding at a strip club. I think that would be a civil.
Yeah.
No, you can have a wedding at a strip club. You can have a pastor.
You can have it anywhere.
What kind of pastor you have
do that?
I mean, well, because nowadays, now you can get, like, whatever online.
She
probably trained or whatever to get do weddings.
Yo,
online.
Do you remember, what's that show, Candy Camera?
Yes.
The funniest skit I ever saw.
Really.
You know,
but you know
did
what
we ever, I know what it is, but did we actually watch it?
I did. I loved Candy Camera. Right. With Susan, what's her name?
I just don't. I feel like Sarandon. I didn't actually watch
I
it,
was,
but
it wasn't Susan Sarandon. But so, anyways,
Suzanne
on Summers Candy Camera, yeah,
was
on
she?
Candy Camera, they had this one where bitches and people really could get married at a vending machine. You don't know how many people really did that.
Oh,
and
shoot.
I was just sitting here like, what kind of world we live in? And now I'm watching this. I can't.
And you know, I used to love that show, Cheaters. So you know. Mm-hmm. Off camera,
Cheaters
we should cast
Cheaters
Peter, Amina, and Tara
amazing.
For Cheaters for sure.
Because I mean, I think they're old episodes.
That
but
shit would definitely be worth the
only
watch.
And the
reason Cheaters is so good is because that dude had a lot of balls.
Yeah,
he used to run up on people. So you are this. You know, this is your girl, and you he be right.
Wait till my friend gets out of jail. That'll be me. Once I get my bodyguard back. Anyways, all right. So Cardi, she met her boo in the strip club. Cardi's man paid her rent, so she feels like, I mean, you know what I mean? Yandy said, every relationship is to take something.
She says, no, every relationship
something.
Is about being used.
About being used.
Oh. Okay.
But she said, and then you give back. So
she
said,
you use people and you then give back. That is not the definition of... being used. Being used by definition means you ain't getting nothing out of the relationship.
Right.
It's only being taken. So what were you talking about?
Poor Yandy
again, she's trying to be so perfect on while she sits there, you know, like above everything.
Do you put glitter on your stomach? When you put glitter on like
to cover up all your scars.
I thought was done a good 5 years ago, but like they went all out with the body glitter.
Yeah. Aside from the body glitter, she wanted to talk just to be heard. That's what it was.
I thought Yandy looked repulsive. Are you kidding?
Oh. Repulsive?
Whoa. Yeah, I'm spitting. I can't even, like, for real.
I didn't think repulsive. I was into what Yandy looked like.
No. I said I needed the boobs to go away.
I thought you didn't like the mom boobs.
The grandma boobs. Yandy was
way
too much.
I was into Yandy's outfit, except for the glitter on his...
I wasn't into the outfit.
Her hairy...
I'm not into the outfit. And I think for Yandy to try to act that classy and then have the pasties with the suit jacket, the glitter jacket.
I know.
Get out of here. You ain't classy.
See that yeah.
You ain't classy.
Like shout out like to
the
Caitlyn Monroe.
And she got babies. You got babies at the house. Forget it. Get out of here.
Caitlyn Monroe and Sarah Simon. Shout out to y'all. Cardi B needs to be off this show because I don't think Cardi really added anything to this season.
I agree. She just, well, it was funny.
Now
when she
her
was
on the next 15 with I Love New York. That could be intriguing. I would be interested to see an episode to see how that goes.
I'd be here. I could see her on Atlanta.
I agree, Misha. Thank you.
You could see her with Jocelyn?
Yes, definitely.
Blonde was bad.
She's like, I'm going to lift you up.
They would be fun together.
They would be really fun.
Everybody's really
Peter
angry.
Says, a woman say you want that, you want ass, that's hoeing. So Peter basically said Cardi was kind of a hoe.
He
and I'm like,
her a hoe,
well,
so...
you out here hoeing, so I don't think a hoe can call another hoe a hoe.
So it's okay for him to sleep around with hella people. But when a female's doing it, and
well, he's saying there's a monetary exchange.
That's what
Peter's talking about.
And what Remy said, if I fuck with the dude, and you know he makes sure I'm good, like
she's like, you don't even pay rent.
Okay, but Remy, your situation and Cardi's situation.
Well, she wasn't saying that, but she was defending that most of the, like, basically what Peter is saying, if Cardi was out effing him, disgusting, and not getting anything out of it, oh, that's fine, because that's not hoeing.
Right.
But if you actually have a dude and you're like, no, you need to pay my electric bill this month or whatever, like, that's hoeing.
Well,
yes,
if a
maybe
man,
it's hoeing, but is it worse than just fucking him for nothing?
If a man really, really, like, cares about you or whatever,
he will make sure
you know,
you're good.
He gonna make sure you good or whatever. He gonna throw you a little cash, a little shmoney or whatever, make sure you know.
But he ain't gonna do it in a way that you feel like a hoe.
Right,
of course
right.
not. But
and it ain't that. I feel like Peter can't talk again
ever,
because
until
when you spin
to.
It around, when the shoe's on the other foot, these women have their apartments, their places, their money.
In the same building.
And Peter's getting ass from them. With it in return, staying at their house, eating their food,
splitting the rent with them,
splitting the rent, going Dutch on life.
Part.
You're going Dutch on life.
While procreating
yeah.
more life, you're going Dutch. You're awesome, Peter.
Peter.
Right, Peter
needs. She's like, you're not paying their rent. Yeah. And they're like, well, he pays.
And yes,
his
I
part.
Did read it early. Yes, Cardi did read. That little situation, I love it.
A hoe is a woman who has been sleeping with one person that weren't.
A hoe is a person who is sleeping with more than one person.
I feel like
it's not just a woman.
I don't agree with that term.
I feel like you can have sex with two different people and not be a hoe. Now,
if you're single.
Right, but when you pregnant people passing STDs, like, and shit like that, like, then you a hoe. Like, when you adding shit to yourself.
Hoes are asking
for
something.
What's the number? Like, but what's the number? Like, when do you become a hoe? Like, is it three?
If you fucking three
is
people at the same
time. Is it
two
people in one day?
That's a bit hoe.
If you do two
if
people
fucking,
in one day, does that make you a hoe?
That's hoe. That's
hoeish?
That doesn't make you a hoe, but that's hoeish activity. That's hoe activity.
Hoe
tendency.
That
hoe got friends and hoes got enemies.
But what if those are the only two people you are
do what you
with?
Do. Screw what you screw.
And you just
and
morning
just,
and then evening.
Happen to be that one day, you got it both days.
You got
time in the morning
and
it all depends on whether or not you showered in between.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. As long as you showered.
Self is a hoe.
Self is definitely a hoe.
Wick. They said
anybody think Amina and Tara won't be on Wick?
Oh, they
already
are.
Already
are. Honey. They already are.
Hey, wait, what's Wick?
Yes, Peter's penis is definitely
really?
As bad as oh shit's on Black.
I don't know.
Like food stamps?
Oh.
Wick.
What?
It's
free
women
milk.
And children.
They call it a
no, oh. you get like milk.
Oh, Wick's different
and,
from
yes,
food stamps?
Yes. Yeah. Wick is
oh,
like,
oh, because I always be like,
thing.
I was like, why can't I get yeah, this
why,
one?
Why
no, Wick is a different, it's specific.
Bitch, I used to be on food stamps, I know.
I ain't talking about that. I'm saying I never heard of Wick.
No, I know, but there's certain foods when you go in there.
Specifically for children,
Wick.
Women and children. And you get milk, you get cheese.
I wouldn't want none of the Wick standard equals
oh shit.
But you get juicy juice.
What?
Oh, okay. Well, that's good because the peanut butter I'd be looking like, I don't even want that.
You can get cheese.
That peanut butter looks like
you're
going
to
give you something.
I used to work at a grocery store.
A woman who has sex with dudes or whatever for fun, she's empowering herself.
Why,
you know,
if you can't wash your dick between vaginas, you're a hoe. Hence, young jock.
If
when
she
you
wants
bird
to have,
bath in it, you a hoe.
If she wants to have
well,
a little
a
fun, why can't she have a little fun? She gotta be hoe.
No, girl.
Hey,
I mean,
hold on, Vincent.
Yes, Olivia, you know it.
Olivia. What?
Stefan, you a little bit.
No.
Stefan, you're definitely a hoe.
Yo, Benson, Olivia, that's fucked up.
Stefan, you talk like he a hoe.
You don't even know me.
Don't you think CC?
Thank you!
Because I love y'all in the chat.
Trinity, boy,
I just can't. We can do the whole reunion
women,
right
infants, and children.
Let me actually pay attention to my job right now.
Yeah, let me. Can we move on? Because these hoes
trying to
call somebody else a hoe, but they don't even know
what
a hoe is.
Hoe.
Ho, ho. Ho, Santa Claus.
Cardi says, you an old, crushed up fucking woman's life. Peter says, love yourself. Go to the basement where you got your tits and ass done. Go to the basement, Peter, where you sleep. Thank you.
Right.
Cardi versus self, Yorma Kamo. She said, I just, because I didn't say this on the after show, like, Yorma, stop it, because I didn't check the comment where you said he comes all in my pussy. Like,
yeah.
Goodbye to you. Goodbye to every Michelle fucking Branch. Your ass,
that was
like
not
I can't.
Yo, I used to love Yorma, but the wig she was wearing just blew
also,
me up.
Also, apologize for never checking this. I met Cardi in person, never realized she had the baby teeth. In
yeah, she said they never came out.
They didn't
remember?
Come out.
Delivered.
He is delivered.
I'm delivered,
honey.
I don't know about the liver.
I just can't believe
that. Wear the bracelet, Steph.
The bracelet.
I didn't wear today because I had the long sleeves on.
He had a long weekend, honey.
Oh, so because you had the long sleeves on, Jesus can't be recognized? The day after
you didn't want to see that, it's been a crazy weekend.
It felt funny wearing it today.
The W means
bunnies. Who else are we talking about? Can we move on? Moving on.
Yorma. All right, Cardi said she was confused with Yorma because she didn't think that they were a real relationship. Rose said Yorma was irrelevant. Soap said, I don't remember sleeping with Rose.
I thought Rose was
It was
good.
Because he didn't have that they was in a relationship on Facebook. Oh, is that what it was? So, you know.
But see, when you're allowed to say in front of a girl, I don't remember sleeping with her.
She a hoe.
Yep. Oh. Yeah. Or a thought. I mean, thought. However I got to say it.
And it was disgusting to me how she could be okay with him having another. She's like, he got another third side piece on 157th Street. 175th
Street. You know that. And that means, so she was, that means she's, you, she's private eyeing him. She's
but what scares me is you're private eyeing him.
Yep.
You in a basement getting your titties done, but you ain't checking up on your vagina. Like, you ain't checking to see if you...
No, Yorma said we all need to go to the doctor together because I just gave it to him days ago.
You need to, like, find yourself. Go to the doctor by yourself and leave self the fuck alone.
Yeah, because it's obvious that he don't even look at her as a
girlfriend. I just want to go get checked. Like, I feel like a bump just from speaking about
you feel a bump.
You need to be getting checked at least every 3 months. If you got a new partner, get your ass checked. If you fucking him without, right, if you fucking him without condoms, get your ass checked every 3 months.
They're doing it not wrapped up.
They are.
And I can't even imagine the people who haven't even spoken about their sex life who have fucked each other on the show.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Rashida just sitting in there like
gross. Use hand sanitizer.
Stop, y'all. Why?
Get it.
Look at who is this? Who is Vincent?
Hold up. The biggest shade came from Peter. Peter gonna tell Self.
Wow.
You need to pick one, bro. You can't be doing this. Deliver your 18th. Deliver your 18th
baby,
child first.
And then we'll talk about
it. Okay.
Oh, wait. Courtney Boop. Listen, let me look up this.
I remember Rose's big Dodge Ram.
Oh my gosh.
Y'all coming for Stefan. He's not that bad.
Stefan is not. We just be teasing Stefan. We love Stefan.
He's actually.
Stefan is no Peter Gunn. Stop.
Stefan's actually a born again virgin.
No, let's not go there. Please don't. So Yorma brings up Benson. This third chick about the 175th chick, yes. And I'm just like, when you start calling street names out, like that's that's a real New York bitch.
Yeah, she driving up. Cold,
she like, you on 175th and Grand Central.
she got bundled up, shoveling the snow off the top of the window.
She was so upset. She was sitting there looking like she was about to spontaneously damn combust.
She did. And but she I would look upset like, too if I looked like Cat Grant, a cat.
But she's still gonna go home with him and sleep with him after saying she was like, I fucked him 2 days ago. Rose is like, oh my god, I fucked him 2 weeks ago. Oh my god, we're both gonna fuck him tonight. So
and then she's like,
why are we here pretending like we care?
3 days ago.
Yeah, three days ago.
Unprotected
semen still.
And
inside.
The sad part about it is Self could go ahead and deny it and everything like that. And that's the problem that I have is that you're not telling the truth. You're not being real about what you're doing.
Yorma is trying to get that self seed inside her. Seriously.
Self seed. Yorma has. Seed. She said he comes in me every other night.
I think she wants a baby though. I mean, try to secure the hook.
He comes here every time.
Does he though?
I can't. Yandy and her mom, Yandy and Mendici's mom versus the Samantha and Ken.
Oh, that was hilarious.
So Samantha feels Yandy puts a front on like she always takes care of the kids, and Kim feels that she oversteps the situation. What Marilyn looked like she ate Rich Dollar's ass to be.
I can't find Benson Olivia. I don't look. There's so many of y'all that I don't know.
Benson Olivia, what's your Twitter? Benson, Olivia, put your Twitter in there so Stefan can follow you. All right, let's talk about this because we got to wrap it up.
Go.
All right, so Yandy's and Mendici's mom versus the baby mama and Kim. So Samantha felt Yandy puts on a front like she's this good mom and takes care of all the kids, and it's like Samantha doesn't do anything. Kim started getting a little heated too because she's like, y'all keep acting like, and I've seen the situation where the woman involved with the man with the kids tends to shit on the other mother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what did you guys take from this?
What I think about that is that because she's married, she feels like, okay, I'm entitled. I can go pick up the kids. But okay. I'm sorry, but that's my son. So I'm speaking as if I'm Samantha. That's my son. You don't pick up my son without calling me. Mm-hmm. I don't care if I'm at work. Text me.
I have a thing to say about that. It's not possible unless Samantha done something she ain't supposed to do. Because why is Yandy on the list and allowed to just come pick him up without permission from a parent?
Set
because
it off.
If that's not his mom at the school,
set it off.
The school not going to just let you come and pick up somebody else's kid unless you're on the list to pick that kid
why
up.
Why Sarah Simon said Kim look like Bobby Brown?
Vivica Fox. Who was it? Jada Pinkett Smith. Queen Latifah and Samantha.
She ain't got no suit on tonight. But anyway, I don't know that Yandy may be overstepping.
She robbed the bank, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, yeah,
they
you
had
know.
Custody, not Samantha, because otherwise Yandy wouldn't be able to.
And why don't she have custody? Because the bitch robbed here robbing the
bank. Robbing the bank? That bitch robbed
set it off! I thought Jada Pinkett Smith was going to come on stage live!
And then she had, I think that she probably, like, I think that Mendeecees probably was attracted to her because she was at some point bad. Like,
yeah.
Pretty much. Because she's like,
was Apollo and Phaedra.
Right. Like,
I changed my life.
Right.
No, you snitch when it was time for everybody to go down.
I changed my life.
And you got out. Yeah, I changed my life.
That's craziness.
You snitched on your friends.
How they, like, changed it up after they, didn't they do this meeting on during the season? Like, and everybody was done, and now it's like another whole,
and then
like, we got to fight again?
Then she tried to call Yandy a homewrecker.
She what did. Y'all, about the random girl? Who's
yeah.
The other, were they talking about the other baby
I just
mama?
Feel like hoes always come into the situation when they see, like, the golden hoe, like, get the situation.
The golden hoe.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
so you think that's what happened?
Well, it was just like, she was like, all your kids are roughly around the same age. So what that means to me...
Y'all were all fucking around.
...is that
and he picked.
The man is the messy one.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all are firing at the women and putting... Again, we see all the women putting Mendeecees on a pedestal.
Yeah.
No one's yelling at him. It's always coming at Yandy or the women or the mothers. And so my problem is that we put this person on a pedestal and it's almost like... Turn the direction of the conversation.
Yeah.
There's only one person here who isn't speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't have to.
Well, the reason
why that's what I'm saying.
The reason why Mendeecees was so attracted in one of Yandy's because Yandy had a dude when they was talking. So these two girls, Erica and Samantha, was probably just...
Samantha needs Stefan.
Patti LaBelle.
She hot, though.
Well, she was a good one for you.
Yandy is the good one.
That one worked? Okay.
But as I was saying, they probably was like, you know, just some side pieces. Not side pieces, but just females that was like really
everybody
just on Mendeecees' dick like that. And Yandy wasn't giving him the type of day because she was like, she had her own nigga.
I'm not trying to be in a relationship right now. I'm not trying to be in the relationship right now. I'm not trying to be in the relationship right now. It's like four babies in, like, oh, this is my bitch, though. You know what I mean? Like, she gonna babysit all y'all motherfuckers' kids. So, like, she like the Girl Scout counselor here, all right? All right, so Judy thought the girls were talking.
How are you around your man's mom with that jacket and your titties out?
Because her titties were out.
And those
that's right, I guess.
Red
mom's titties were
boots.
Like about to be all the way out.
I guess there's no boundaries
she
in there.
She had hooker boots on.
She does got
like
crazy written
boots.
All over her face. I would hit it, though.
Oh.
You said you would hit
Peter
Samantha?
Oh, this is Samantha. Samantha had the Teletubby body and shit. Like,
did she?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they were talking about her catching all the
and
weight
that
from her
wig,
mom.
That little I mean, that
I
French roll
Samantha.
Wig was
Samantha.
Ugly.
Samantha
like, I'm never mad when like the average girl makes an appearance on the reality show because these other girls they be having all the time in the world to be putting on that dollar store makeup and all that, so they're used to like being on reality TV.
So she was just
whereas like Samantha's like you know what I mean. This is like a big moment for her. This is like her going to like
prom.
Out with her homegirls. Like yeah, she's like I'm gonna be on the Love and Pop.
Well, and like, then her mom though, her mom was like,
no, now
well, they want a spot.
Now Kim
that's
is when
probably why they're
Kim hit up Judy for this and was like, look, girl, you know I'm gonna be on the reunion. Remember that check you owe me from last year? I need that suit.
I need my food.
Them thigh high boots was crazy on Judy,
I can't with Judy. I fuck with Judy though. You know Judy lay it down. Excuse me. I just believe it. Peter says, after watching that, I hope y'all figure out. Peter, figure your shit out first before
Peter,
you.
Stop
before
talking.
You hope for any, before you give hope to anyone, hope
you
your fucking self.
Listen,
hope.
Pray
listen.
To Jesus.
Amina bought Peter that suit from Sears. And he wore it, and now he feels smarter.
And they really do. You know what? You're right. He now felt that I smarter. Think about it, I think they do love each other. Because I mean, when he got attacked wasn't by he just Cardi on the B and she week? Checked in on him,
she said, Are you okay?
And he said,
It's not that they love each other. Love she's each other. A fucking idiot.
Right.
She wants her green card.
No, that's real love.
She's an the thing idiot. Is, well, she says she's done. She
when Mona did her casting,
her clean.
She had.
In the same sink the Tara uses. It's not even water. I don't know what's up. No,
that's
lying,
in the bird bath. With young dog, she'd be washing in there. What'd you say?
When Mona did her casting, she had a picture of possible females, and she also looked up in the male bride order service and found
a German,
Amina, and then she found Jocelyn because you notice there's always that foreign.
Some of that can't speak fully English.
So, Cardi B type.
Who's
the
Hollywood one? Well, Nikki, right?
No. Yeah,
even though she speaks proper English, she speaks with her hands, so she's like sign language. It is broken language.
Hey, leave Nikki out of this.
All right, Nikki, Samantha says, I have no sympathy. I have been down that road. I changed. Bitch, you robbed a bank. Like, I can't.
And snitch on your friends. That's why you out.
I don't know the details of this bank robbery. Like, did
when
she
you snitch, you can't tell the details no more because you signed to get out.
Because when you snitch, you get 8 years in prison.
You know? Instead of 15.
No, well, he was up for 25.
So, okay, I already told some of this tea on the Atlanta one, but so an inside source claims. So I got some inside tea that apparently Apollo from Real Housewives of Atlanta just got put in solitary confinement because he had used someone's cell phone in jail to try and do an interview. So he got put in solitary confinement. Joe Giudice is going to the same jail as Apollo. Mendeecees is on his way being transferred to this jail, and they're nervous because the people in this prison know that he's a, as they say, a snitch, or as Drita would call, a rat.
A rat.
And so they're kind of worried that this might be a security threat for the federal prison. So that's just the tea that I heard.
So Mendeecees will be in Jersey.
How can Mona spin that into a show if she gets all three of them in there at once?
I'm saying A&E need to pick this up because they be doing all the jail
inside,
shows.
Yeah, inside the jail.
That's true.
Yeah. Lockup.
Real House Husbands of
Prison. Reality lockup.
Reality lockup.
Yes, dude.
Raising guns.
I be coming up with some
what was the other one? With the fucking compound? Loving the hip hop.
The compound.
So bitch, the fuck up, Carlos? Come on, motherfucker. What the fuck?
Pay us. We want our check. Cut it.
Shit. Everyone tweet at Carlos King and tell him he need to hire us.
Reality lockup.
I'm so dead.
So, all right. Yandy Mendeecees video. What y'all think of that?
Oh, Lord.
Why did they do that? Mm-hmm. It felt exploitive. Well, I know why they did it. Because they want a show.
Well, I mean, it was sad, though, man.
It was sad, and it felt exploitive.
I was emotionally moved. Because when he got to the point where he called his when you call little Mendeecees up.
Yeah, that was the only
You know what I'm saying? I was like, dang,
I thought
that's
the
your,
whole time you really should have
He's like your heir. Home. That's the heir. You're such a mom.
Wow.
You're so maternal.
He said, sit the fuck down and put a seatbelt on. Why can't
the
you?
Mom, the grandma grabbed him.
And I mean, it got kind of real when you saw how Judy
was like, get it together.
Get it together, Mendeecees. Don't cry. You know, he can't cry. Yeah,
Judy with the Puma boots from Rihanna, like I can't.
Well, she explained herself. She said that's not what she meant by it. She just meant that she knew he was about to walk
that's
in the jail.
She
he
raised
can't
him.
Be crying.
That's
Carlos,
how she raised him. Because that's how we
Carlos
was raised.
Carlos about to take our ideas. Hence why y'all need to tweet at Carlos.
Like,
so we all know.
It?
And we know y'all keep requesting the Black Ink Crew. It's just never going to happen.
It's
I
never
because
they don't love it like I do.
No, it's like one of those personal things that like I watch at home and I'm never going to bring it to the studio.
It's
because
ratchet.
If I start covering that in
Who
the studio,
Wolf?
That's when I need y'all to call a therapist for me and have me removed from the studio.
Benson Olivia,
Benson Olivia, put your fucking Twitter up there or Instagram or some shit. Like, I'm not playing with you. Put that shit up there.
Are you real?
We're going to follow you guys.
We want to
put your Twitters
you.
Up there. You guys are talking to us all fucking show. Like,
hey, Wolf,
on.
Too. Wolf, put yours up there.
I'm sorry. I'm just over it. It's the last episode. Like, we're still talking about Tara and Peter and babies. Like, I can't.
I know.
Anyway,
six
so
in.
The end of this, Cardi apologized to Peter, said, I don't know you. Peter said, well, you're younger than my... They just kept shading each other in an apology. And it was like, well, you're younger than my daughter. What does
I shouldn't
that mean?
Even be speaking to you. Nigga, you have sex with girls that
right,
age.
Right.
Period.
I'm going to respect my elders.
I just
Rich
hope it's
says
all for TV.
He's in love with Monique Slaughter, and I'm just over here like, what does that mean?
Nobody cares.
I'm going back to LA.
They're just trying to resurrect her.
No, they're getting the story ready for Hollywood when it comes Clear. After Atlanta.
Monique Slaughter, give her a storyline again.
Nobody cares.
I can't.
Clear.
On that note, we do care about Atlanta.
Right, let's head into what? Predictions, because that's all we cared about.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, Mimi's a lesbian with who?
Making out, baby.
Oh, she about to bring out her girlfriend.
I mean, it looked like she a lesbian.
No, that was Jocelyn with the lesbian relationship.
With Nikki.
She did speak kind of nasty with
Nikki from Hollywood.
Yeah. No.
Okay, so I heard Nikki's gonna have a Nikki lesbian relationship with Rosa Acosta.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
A fake relationship. Come on.
Oh, but at least we can see.
Well,
something.
They're gonna make out for you,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
You might even see them in some lingerie.
This Nikki, baby.
We had Jason Lee.
Where
on
my fellas
Black
at? Y'all
want to
see that guy?
Reality check, and he said that him and Nikki are really good friends, and they're good friends in the reality T world.
Okay.
Because Nikki knows how to play the game. That's what he said. She knows how to play the game. So that to me is like, oh.
Well, we saw Jocelyn and Nikki kind of like on Shade Room not too long ago, where she was practically eating Jocelyn's ass.
I don't believe Nikki is a lesbian in any way, shape, or form.
She's trying to promote
but
that.
But I do believe Nikki will lesbian
for TV and cast.
Lesbianage for a moment.
That's now, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we call a what? Type it in there. All right, what else did we see for the Atlanta reunion? We seen
Carly Rae.
Carly Rae, she got her ass out everywhere.
Blake Jennings, I never realized you had that mole girl between your fucking forehead.
Yeah, he looks really old.
Bitch, I would look old if I dated Carly Rae for a year too. That's
he just looked
weathered.
He looked weathered.
Like,
he,
what happened?
Beat in the face.
That's what HPV do to you.
Carly Rae's underwear are now casted because we see
what
her
underwear
cameo.
Girl?
Cameo.
Camel toes.
She had some black ones on when she did the bend over at the store.
Who is Rashida's mom talking to?
What's the other name, Mom?
Mama Scrappy's mom. Mama D.
Mama D.
Okay. Yay. Little Scrappy and Young Jock are living with each other.
That's they got an apartment. Weird. How old are you?
That's so Ray J. Like, I feel like Ray J needs to move in. Who from this show needs to move? Self needs
to
move in.
I don't know, but Scrappy, whatever you're doing, your neck is getting even bigger, and it's weird. That neck is too much.
I can't.
What
he's got a lot.
So they're gonna have an apartment together.
Yeah,
that's what's happening.
So they can bang hoes together.
That's what's
Do
hot.
You know what
and
that
watch.
Apartment smells like?
Gross.
But my thing is, if you got even a little
vagina.
Bit of dough,
no, it smells like Nutella, dirty socks.
Nutella.
How do you put Nutella in there?
Because remember when he dipped what's her name feet in
Nutella?
What's that
ew.
Chocolate? That was Nutella.
All right, we gotta wrap it up. But listen,
the hazelnut spread.
But look, if in Atlanta. In Atlanta, that's if you got even a little bit of dough.
Nut spread.
That nut spread.
I'm not listening to
you. Nut spread.
You got that nut. I like the nut spread on my
Lord.
Toes.
Stephon, you deliver like that nut spread.
I don't know what
you
so
spread the nut spread on the toes.
I don't do
that. You be dipping.
Do
listen.
What does a white girl's toe taste like dipped in Nutella?
What I can't understand is in Atlanta, knowing that the property value is less. I don't even know what happened.
I do not know what's happening. But what you're saying is, you can get a one bedroom apartment in Atlanta for $750.
Right. So Scrappy and Young Jock, you mean to tell me they couldn't get a little house?
Tell Carlos King I need to host the reunion.
No reason. Tell no reason.
Because Mona don't acknowledge that she even owns.
That's what I'm saying. So get a house.
Get a house. Yeah.
And turn up all you want. You got an apartment.
You can get a house with a mortgage for, you know, less than
$1,000.
So
and make a, you know.
Yes.
But they ain't got no credit.
That's exactly what their apartment smells like. Fritos.
They could
have you ever been in someone who fucking, like, honestly, someone who has bad hygiene, they smell like fucking
chili
Fritos.
Chili cheese Fritos.
No, not even Fritos.
Corn chips.
Bugles. Do you remember the shits you used to put on your fingers?
Hey, I liked Bugles.
No, they taste good, but they smell disgusting.
But they have caramel ones.
Bitch, you look
really
like
good.
Salad fingers. Check Google salad fingers.
No, but you know, they could have a property and in the backyard they put a pool full of mud and have like
a mud bath. Yeah.
I think so. A pool full of nut. Anyways. On that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning
There's
in all season.
Everywhere. I love it.
This is crazy. I should have brought my poncho back for this one. We want to thank you guys for tuning in every single week, keeping the chat lit as hell, and keeping me entertained throughout the whole hour. Y'all do it. But we want to thank you guys every single week for coming here. Make sure you guys check us out for Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. We will be back.
ATL.
You guys can tweet me and keep in contact with me at DJ Jesse J.
I'm at Stuart Starlet.
I'm at your girl Trinae.
I have a question before I say where I'm
still
at.
Thinking about the nut everywhere?
In 15 years, right? In 15 years, from hopefully now? We're all still alive. Yeah. Are we going to be watching all of the kids
of the love
of reality shows? Not absolutely. Just Love & Hip Hop.
I will be retired.
No, but I mean,
no, but we're gonna be watching them like fall apart.
They're gonna be they're gonna be voting soon. It's like, right?
Nope. I'm gonna be like my grandmother, and I'm only gonna be watching.
You gonna
Lifetime.
Pretend like they don't exist?
I'll be watching Lifetime.
Lifetime's gonna be ratchet as hell by then too.
They're gonna be voting. They're gonna be running the world. They're gonna be in charge.
They're gonna be done with television.
No. They're gonna be in charge. The reality kids are gonna be in charge.
I believe our chat room
will own my island by then, and I won't need to be here.
And I believe our chat room will not allow that to happen. Thank y'all for tuning in. Subscribe to us on AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And also check out our sister network. If you guys love this commentary, check out our shows on Black Hollywood. I'm on there. Courtney's on there. A whole bunch of us are fucking on there.
They don't let me on there because they say I ain't black enough.
White girls.
That's not true.
Anyways, we'll see you next season. Bye!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Catch you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.